Last time on the pastor study, we continued our study in the book of Ruth, and we had concluded chapter 2 of the book of Ruth, but time ran out, and I wanted to conclude with some remarks on chapter 2, and then we'll get right into chapter 3 of the book of Ruth. But in chapter 2, we have seen two noteworthy examples of righteous character. First, we have Ruth's humility and willingness to minister to the needs of her mother-in-law. Amen. And then we also see Boaz's kindness and sense of propriety in his treatment of the foreign woman in his field. We also saw Naomi's faith in God's care reassured. Even though she believed earlier, her earlier loss was due to God's discipline, she was convinced that God had not forsaken his kindness to the living and dead. In this story of Ruth's lowly service, we also see another truth displayed, and that is that God gives grace to the humble. In fact, look with me in 1 Peter for a moment. 1 Peter chapter 5. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, look at in verses 5 through 7 with me. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And the question I need to ask is this: are we willing to render lowly service to those around us, humbling ourselves before God? And with that, I'd like to get right into our study on chapter 3 in the book of Ruth. Chapter 3 in the book of Ruth. Let's turn together to Ruth chapter 3 together here now as we continue on. In chapter 3 of the book of Ruth, the first thing I want us to see is the plan in verses 1 through 6. Let's read down together verses 1 through 6 in Ruth chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maids thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. And thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. Now, we see that Naomi develops a plan within the borders of scriptural direction. Ruth is a Moabite, which Moabites are excluded from the congregation of Israel for 10 generations. Ruth has only one hope. Since she was married to a Jew previously, she must have a kinsman redeemer, a relative, to rescue her. And the first thing we see, it must be a lawful redemption. Turn with me, we're going to come back to Ruth, chapter 3, but turn with me to the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, and the 25th chapter of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 25, excuse me, Leviticus 25, verse 25, we read in the Word of God, "If thy brother be waxen poor, and hath sold away some of his possessions, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold." So we see then that if a brother be waxen poor and he'd have to sell something, amen, then his kinsman could come and redeem that which he sold. Now look in Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, in chapter 25 in Deuteronomy, and we'll begin in verse 5. Deuteronomy 25, verse 5, we'll read all the way down to verse 10. "If brethren dwell together, and one of them die, and have no children, the wife of the dead shall not marry without unto a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her, and take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of an husband's brother unto her. And it shall be that the firstborn which he beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother which is dead." So this is talking, the redemption, how it's done lawfully according to the Mosaic law. And then we read again in verse 6, "And it shall be that the firstborn which he beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother which is dead, and that his name be not put out of Israel. And if the man like not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go under the gate under the elders." So if the brother's says he doesn't want his brother's wife, then she's to go to the elders, to the gate under the elders, and say, "My husband's brother refuseth to raise up his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of a city shall call him and speak unto him, and if he stand to it and say, 'I like not to take her,' then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders, loose his shoe from off his foot, and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, 'So shall it be done unto that man that will not build up his brother's house.' And his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him that hath his shoe loosed." Now we see, again, as we go through the book of Ruth, we have to be reminded of the types. Again, Boaz is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ruth, Gentile, is a type of the church. And we know that Jesus Christ is our kinsman redeemer. Jesus came near to the kin of Adam, so that redeeming Adam's right race might be lawful for him. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4 with me. and verse 4 and 5. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. We read Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. So in God's own timing, he sent his Son, amen, set forth his Son to be born of a woman. He took on the appearance of a human, of human flesh. And the reason he did that was, in verse 5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Amen? So that we could be adopted into the family of God. He was our kinsman redeemer. Amen? He was, when God was ready, in the fullness of time, God sent forth a son made of a woman. And we know that the Holy Ghost was his father, came over Mary, the Virgin Mary, and he was born. He was flesh, came in the form of flesh, in the form of man, amen, to redeem Adam's race, amen, to redeem us from the curse of the law. That's why he came. Now, and of course, we're looking at the redemption here must be lawful. We've looked at the Old Testament and the process there, how our kinsman was to redeem, as we see a kinsman was to redeem that family member that needed to be redeemed. In this case, Ruth had to be redeemed, amen, her husband was dead, and we see that a brother of a man who died was to marry his wife. And if he wasn't available, then the nearest kinman was to redeem that person. Now, and again, we see in picture and type, this all pointed towards Jesus Christ to redeem us. You know, we're all part of Adam's fallen race, and he took on the image of a man so he could redeem us from the curse of the law. Now, not only must the redemption be lawful, but it must the redemption must be, the person redeeming must be willing to redeem that person, amen. Looking in Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus chapter 25. In Leviticus chapter 25, Leviticus chapter 25 with me, we want to look at verses 48 and 49. Leviticus 25, verses 48 and 49. After that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh kin unto him of his family may redeem him. If he is able, he may redeem him. If he is able. If he is willing. Amen. Now look at the comparison with Christ. So he's got to be, we saw that Christ could lawfully redeem us. And now we're going to see that he was able or willing to redeem us. As we see that Boaz was able and willing to redeem Ruth. Okay, let's see. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 with me. In Hebrews chapter 2, we want to look at verse number 11. Hebrews 2:11. It says, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. See, Christ was willing. It says, For he, we're in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, for he, that's Christ, that sanctified, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified, that they is the church, the body of Christ, amen, for both he, Christ, that sanctifieth, and they, the church, who are sanctified, are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He was willing. He wasn't ashamed to redeem us, amen, to call us brethren. We see that nothing could be more tragic than one who has the right to, but not the resolve to redeem. And we're going to see that in a minute. That Ruth had a nearer kinsman than Boaz. But we're going to see that nearer kinsman didn't want to redeem her when he found out that he'd have to marry her. He wanted her land, wanted her money, wanted her material possessions, but didn't want her. So we see we're talking about this, the plan of redemption here, as we look at the process whereby Ruth was to be redeemed. In the Old Testament, the rules and regulations on the Mosaic Law. And again, we're looking at them as picture and type of the Lord Jesus Christ redeeming the church. Amen. He's our near kinsman. Amen. So we've seen that it must be a lawful redemption. It must be a willing redemption. And you must be able to do it. Amen. Look, for example, we'll go back to the book of Ruth. Chapter 2 and verse 1. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth and of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. So first of all, we see Boaz was a near kinsman, amen, of Naomi's family, her husband's family, Elimelech's family. And then in verses chapter 4 of the book of Ruth, in verses 4 through 6, and I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants, before the elders of my people. If thou redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And we read about that. That's the purpose of redeeming, to continue that the dead person's name, amen, not being wiped out of Israel. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Okay. So we see the nearer kinsman than Boaz didn't want to redeem it. He was unable to redeem it. And redemption could be costly. Had Boaz been a beggar, he would not have had the resources to redeem Ruth. Amen. So let's match that up as we continue to talk about, you know, Christ could lawfully redeem us. He was willing, but was he able? Did he have, you know, the wherewithal? Did he have the, as you see, you had to be able to redeem the individual, be able to buy back, have the resources to buy that individual back. Amen. And let's go to the Gospel of John in chapter 10. John chapter 10 here. John chapter 10 and verses 11 and following, we read, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man taketh from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Yes, he was able, amen, to redeem us. Cost him an awful price. Cost him his shed blood. Cost God his Son to redeem us. That was the price. In fact, look at what it says about Christ in 2 Corinthians. In chapter 8, in verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, certainly he was rich. Amen. He's the creator of everything, is he not? It says, yet for your sakes. He's talking to the Corinthians. He's talking to all believers. If you're born again, he's talking to you and he's talking to me. Yet for your sakes, he became poor. He left his glory in heaven that he shared with the Father, and he came down to this sin-sick world and took on the form of man. Amen. And not only that, folks, he died on the cross. He submitted to the will of the Father to die on that cross, to be crucified, to be spit upon, to be beaten beyond recognition, to shed every ounce of his precious blood so that we could be redeemed. As we continue to talk about this planned event that we began in Ruth chapter 3, amen. Ruth chapter 3. We see that the planned event was to take place at the threshing floor, which provides interesting insight, because every other time it is mentioned in the scripture, it's connected with judgment. Amen. It's mentioned, the threshing floor is mentioned different times, and most of the time it's mentioned it has to do with judgment. Let me just give you the references. We won't go there and look them up. But we see it's the threshing floor is mentioned in Genesis 50, chapter 50, verse 10. There it has to do with the mourning for Jacob, amen, when he died. Then we see 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 6 through 7. 2 Samuel chapter 24 and 6, chapter 2 Samuel 24, verse 16. Jeremiah 51, verses 33 and 34. Daniel chapter 2, verse 35. And Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 12. Now, the typology is clear. Is it not? Boaz is a type of Christ, and we meet him at a place where he took our judgment, the cross. Notice the instructions that she was given in verse 3 of Ruth 3. Notice the instructions Ruth was given. Wash thyself, therefore. Wash thyself. That's the same thing that we're instructed to do, is to wash. But how are we washed? We can't do the washing, can we? No, only Jesus Christ can do the washing. Looking in Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3 with me, please. How can we be washed as believers? Well, Titus chapter 3 tells us. Titus 3 in verse 5. Titus 3, 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That regeneration is a new birth. Look it with me also in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians 5 and verse 26, notice what it says. That he might sanctify and cleanse it, how? With the washing of water by the word. Wash thyself. Amen. You're first regenerated by the Holy Spirit. When you're born again, when you're saved. And then we're to continually come to the Word of God for that continual washing. And then she tells, Naomi tells Ruth, and anoint thee. That's pictured by yielding to the anointing of God's Spirit. Look at it in 1 John with me. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. Even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And then we see, she instructs her, put thy raiment upon thee. Put thy raiment upon thee. In other words, put off the rags of your old life. Put off the rags of your old life. Look at it in Ephesians again, chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22. Ephesians 4 verse 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And then finally, what does she tell her to do? Get thee down to the floor. In other words, saying to you and I, put yourself at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Over and over and over again, we see folks in the Gospels coming and coming at the feet of Jesus. And one of the best illustrations of that is Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Many times we see her at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, anointing him. Amen. So we see the instructions. Wash thyself, anoint thee, put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. This is Naomi's instructions to Ruth. Amen. As she goes to be there, the threshing floor of Boaz. Well, our time is just about here on the pastor's study today. We still have not finished chapter 3. We're going to continue chapter 3 of Ruth next time here on the pastor's study. Till we meet again, this is Pastor Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the pastor's study today. Till we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless you, and good day.